Los Cincos, the Five, another try for justice. For five Cuban men held in U.S. gulags, there is at least a chance of justice as they try to reverse what happened in 2001, when they were convicted of spying, conspiracy, and unregistered foreign agent charges. The men, known as the Cuban Five in the U.S., and simply Los Cincos back in their homeland of Cuba, came to the U.S. not to hurt Americans or to engage in acts of terror. They came because Miami was the site of a fevered campaign of attacks on Cuban tourism sites, and thus they came to protect their country from aggression planned, armed, and propelled from these shores. In the eyes of the U.S. government, however, they're now part of the so-called War on Terror. And at their original trial, the prosecutor argued that they were bent on the destruction of America. Such an argument would be dangerous anywhere, but in Miami, where the original trial took place, it was virtually lethal. Miami is the core of an anti-Castro community that breathes enmity for the revolutionary government in Havana. A trial in such an atmosphere, where Cuban Americans wield economic and political power, is the very antithesis of a fair trial before one's peers, and could only have one result. The men moved for a change of venue, but the trial court denied the motion. Of the five men, Gerardo Hernandez, Ramon Labeniño, and Antonio Guerrera are facing life sentences. Two others, René González and Fernando González, face 15 and 19-year bids, respectively. To call them terrorists is to misuse the term, for if anything, they are anti-terrorists, for they tried to find ways to halt attacks on their homeland. In an interview with the BBC in July, Hernandez explained why he and the others came to the U.S. Quote, "There are people who've got training camps there and paramilitary organizations, and they go to Cuba and commit sabotage, bombs, and all kinds of aggressions," unquote. The struggle for the Cuban Five is growing into an international movement. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.